This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Pope Francis was able to preside over the Easter Vigil Mass at the Vatican on Saturday, a day after skipping a Good Friday procession outdoors at the Colosseum in Rome. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The pontiff was quietly wheeled into a somber and darkened St. Peter's Basilica in his wheelchair. The church calls upon her sons and daughters scattered throughout the world to come together to watch and pray, Francis said, beginning the service. Soon, the basilica's cavernous interior was bathed in light, reflecting the Christian belief that Jesus rose from his death by crucifixion, symbolizing that goodness can triumph over evil. The service comes a day after Francis skipped a Good Friday event in Rome because of chilly weather. The pontiff was recently released from hospital after suffering from bronchitis. I'm Karen Chamas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said on Saturday he's seeking the pardon of an Uber driver convicted of murder just a day earlier in the July 2020 shooting death of a man at a Black Lives Matter protest in downtown Austin, the state capital. In a post on Twitter, Abbott said he will pardon Daniel Perry, who is also a U.S. Army sergeant, as soon as a request from the parole board hits his desk. Abbott is a Republican. He noted that the governor can grant pardons only on the recommendation of the state's Board of Pardons and Paroles, but that he is allowed to request pardons. The case hinges on whether the shooting was in self-defense. The United States is monitoring China's drills around Taiwan closely and is, quote, comfortable and confident it has in place sufficient resources and capabilities in the region to ensure peace and stability. This according to the country's de facto embassy in Taiwan on Sunday as China conducted fighter jet drills. This is VOA News. The U.S. government says it will appeal a ruling by a Texas federal judge that suspended the two-decade-old approval of the abortion pill mifepristone while a legal challenge proceeds. Reuters' Angela Johnston has more.
The Biden administration says it will appeal a Texas-based federal judge's ruling, halting access to an abortion pill while legal challenges proceed, and will press for continued access to the drug. It's called mifepristone, and it had been given the green light for more than two decades. But Judge Matthew Kaczmarek's Friday ruling would make sales of it illegal while a challenge against it plays out in the courts. The judge left a week-long window for his ruling to take effect. Vice President Kamala Harris said the pill's suspension goes against women's rights.
There is no question that the president and I are going to stand with the women of America and do everything we can to ensure that women have the ability to make decisions about their health care, their reproductive health care.
Mifepristone is part of a two-drug regimen used for medication abortions in the first 10 weeks of pregnancy.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Remnants of DDT are contaminating cannabis crops in the U.S. West. AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
Several outdoor marijuana farms and packing facilities located at former fruit orchards in north-central Washington state tested high for levels of DDE, a chemical that remains when the pesticide DDT breaks down. Nearly 20 businesses are affected. The CEO of Walden Cannabis, which advertises that its pot is pesticide-free, says he's stunned to be targeted, adding DDT, which was banned in the 70s, had been used throughout the entire Pacific Northwest. Federal health officials say studies show women with high amounts of DDE are more likely to give birth prematurely or have a baby that wheezes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Security forces in the overseas territory of French Guiana, South America, have arrested a man suspected of having killed a member of an elite French gendarme unit. This according to the prosecutor's office on Saturday. The 20-year-old man was arrested by members of the same unit, the GIGN, and taken into custody on Saturday over last month's deadly shooting. This according to the prosecutor for Cayenne, speaking to the French news agency. North Dakota lawmakers have named Denise Lagimodiere as the state's poet laureate, making her the first Native American to hold the position. The Ojibwe educator is a citizen of the Turtle Mountain Band and an award-winning author. Marissa Melton, VOA News.